Even in my time, the countryside and the town were two different stories. People whose way of life was dictated to by the demanding nature inhabited the surrounding plateaus. They were an example of what you call self-sufficiency today, living from what you produce. People engaged in crafts for some extra money. In Chernovershko, they were making woodenware and woven baskets. In Voysko, they were making nails. In Kanomlya, there were blacksmiths. In Zavrashko and its surroundings, there were mills and so on. People had to be resourceful and managed to survive with what nature offered. What about today? Look, they even served idria zlikrofi. We didn't eat them in my time. They look delicious. Have you ever tried them? They are very proud of them in Idria and serve them in numerous pubs around here. We have known about lace even in my time. The sound of bobbins still haunts me today. It is believed that lace was brought to Idria by the wives of miners who came from Czech and German lands at the end of the 17th century. I have always marveled at their skills. Hours of work are required to make a small doily, let alone a larger one. Challenge of the spinning circles again. You can explore lifestyle changes in the countryside. Once, all the wood went for the needs of the mine, but today it is sold for making furniture or other goods. Charcoal production provided coal to blacksmiths. Today, they only build piles at traditional events. Even haymaking today requires fewer diligent hands than it used to. Nonetheless, something remains the same: milk and dairy production. Once they used all their produce at home and perhaps sold the odd thing or two. Today, in some areas of the Idria Geopark, excellent varieties of cheese, yogurt, and other dairy products are made, most of which are sold in markets or shops. Try your hand at making lace so that the sound of bobbins follows you as well. You can move the bobbins a little on the lace pillow. You are not so dexterous, you say? Then try the wooden utensil used to make butter from the cream. Just try it. They had to be very persistent in raising and lowering the handle to churn butter.